It is time to check in with our Wednesday morning visit with the coach, Coach Nino, with us, head football coach for the Bobcats. How'd the scrimmage go at Vega last Thursday, Coach?
Well, our scrimmage did not go too well last Thursday. There were some bright spots, but not enough of them. They were few and far between, I guess I could say. Vega is a good team. I saw in the recent poll they ranked number 13 in the state in 2A, but I felt our showing wasn't up to par.
So what do you do to fix that problem? Make practices tougher maybe?
Yes, sir. Starting Monday, our practices got a lot tougher. A lot more attention to detail. The kids have brought their energy. That was one of the big problems on Thursday, where Vega was whooping and hollering, and we were just walking around in a state in a daze. It's like we got off the bus and left our enthusiasm or whatever on the bus.
So did you keep score or no? Not on scrimmages.
Not on scrimmages. No, sir, not on scrimmages.
Well, you got about 2 days to get things back in order before you run over to Memphis on Friday.
Yes, sir. Our practices this week have been very good. Kids have brought their energy. There's been a lot of more pep from them, and we have really focused on a lot of attention to detail, the little small things that I always tell the kids, you know, it's just the small things that are going to get you beat. So we've really reinforced the very small, minute thing this week.
So what do you know about Memphis coming up Friday?
Memphis is going to be pretty solid. Their front, I think the best part of their team is the front on both sides of the ball. They're pretty athletic and they're pretty big. Their left tackle on defense is a senior and he gets after it pretty good. So we're gonna have our work cut out for us as far as our linemen.
What kind of offense and defense do they run over there?
They run a 34 defense and they spread the ball. They have a little sniffer. Sniffer offense, or they'll spread it with double wide or trips and stuff like that. Like to run some powers, like to run some ISOs, some counters, things like that.
What about size-wise? How are you matching up with them?
I feel like we match up with them real well, size-wise. I think our skill kids may be a little better than their skill kids, so I think we have the edge there. Like I said, their fronts are pretty good, and ours is our fronts, our offensive line and defensive lines. They're going to have to grow up in a hurry. They're pretty young, inexperienced, except for our only returning offensive lineman, which is our center. He's the only one that's come back on both sides of the ball. So slowly but surely, our offensive line is starting to whip into shape.
So you got the starting lineup ready, or you're still kind of getting the pencil out and kind of making some changes?
No, pretty much our starters are pretty much set. The good thing about this year as opposed to last year is we have our starters, but we really do have backups that could come in and give them a breather. You know, last year we kind of struggled in some areas getting the starters a breather throughout the game. So this year, I think it's going to be a little bit different because we actually have more that can come in and spell these starters.
So you got Memphis this week, then you have homecoming coming up next week against Olton. So it's kind of an early homecoming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our schedule is kind of weird this year. It's like we go to Memphis, come back for two games at home, and then we're on the road for two games after that. And then we have our open week, and then we have Spearman here for our first district game. So it's, you know, traditionally you'd like away, home, but it just didn't work out that way this year.
And I know you don't want to look to next week too much, but what do you know about Olton coming up in 2 weeks?
Well, I know Olton is going to be pretty solid. They're going to come out for blood since we went up there and beat them at home. I believe it was their homecoming when we beat them last year. And so, but I think they're still smarting from that. I know talking to their coach over the summer at the 7-on-7 contest, he just kept mentioning how, you know, we beat them and they're trying to get better, and so I know that they're focused on coming to Dimmitt and spoiling our homecoming. So we're going to have to be ready for them.
Well, you hate to have somebody keep bringing that up, but I guess that's the way it is, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You just take it with a grain of salt and go on. Like I tell our kids, the only thing we can control is what, you know, we just control what we can control, and that's getting better and being prepared each week.
All right, Coach. We'll talk again next week, and let's get out, head over to Memphis, and get one in the old bag.
That's what I told the kids after this week. We're going to be 2-0. The JV will start us off on Thursday, and then the varsity will finish it up on Friday. So that's what we're looking forward to.
All right, thanks for calling in, and we'll chat again.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have a good day.